Last Mishnah here in the 20th Parak of Masechet Shabbos, dealing with issues of muktzah, things that you're not supposed to handle on Shabbos because they have no utility. Hakash, straw, shalgavi amita, lo yinano biyado. You cannot move it off with your hand. Elamanano begufo. The isser of muktzah, of handling junk, is only an isser of handling it with your hands. But let's say you have some muktzah at home and you want to dispose of it, you want to move it out of the way, there's nothing wrong with moving it with your elbow or your foot. Vim hayam machal behema. And if it was food for an animal, oshayal of a kar osadin, or there was a pillow or a sheet on top of it from Erev Shabbos, and what that meant was that you were covering it with a sheet because you were going to plan on sleeping on that straw, then menado biyado, it's not muktzah because it's designated to have use on Shabbos. Machbesh shel balabatim. Imagine you have a set of two boards that you would collapse onto each other for ironing purposes, like a portable ironing board. Matirin machbesh al balabatim, you're allowed to open it up to take out the clothes for Shabbos, avolo kovshin, because you, by closing that contraption, you're preparing for the weekday. And it's not an easy thing to do, it's tircha for no reason. Vishal kovsim, but what about if it's a professional, commercial-grade ironing contraption, lo yigabo, it's muktzah. Well, it's what we call muktzah. It's a klisha malachto. It's muktzah machmas kisar, and kits klisha malachto le'isar, kol malachto le'isar. It's an expensive item that you wouldn't use for anything else. Rabbi Yudah says, im hoya mot v'erev Shabbos matris kulu v'shomto. If it was open partially on Erev Shabbos, then you can open it up entirely. Perek Esrim ve'echad, 21st parak of Shabbos, continuing regarding the laws of muktzah. In this case, what happens when you have a composite, when you have two components, one that's muktzah, one that's not? No tel adam es beno, a person can pick up their child ve'evet b'yado, and the kid is carrying a stone. Now, ideally, you shouldn't do that because you're carrying the stone indirectly through the kid, but the kid is crying, the kid wants to be held, so you got to pick him up, and you're allowed to pick him up with the stone. V'kalkala, and you can pick up a basket. V'ha'evan besocha, and you have a stone inside the basket. Now, we pointed out in an earlier Mishnah that if you have something muktzah together with something else that's not muktzah, so then you should toss out. You can't just handle the item which is muktzah together with the other one. You can't just keep the stone in the basket. But in this case, the basket is full of very ripe and soft fruit. What happens if you tip it over? It's all going to get messed up and ruined on the ground. And therefore, because otherwise you're just going to end up ruining everything, the Chacham said, you're allowed to be metaltel the truma together. And similarly, let's say you have truma tumeya, truma which is impure, which has to be burned, and therefore it's totally muktzah, it's not roi la'achila, and it's mixed together with chulin, non-kadosh, non-truma, non-sanctified items, or truma tahora, which is mutter. So since it's all mixed together and it would get mushy and rotten, if you threw it on the floor, you're allowed to carry it together. Rabbi Yudah omer af malan ebesameduma be'echad umeya. Rabbi Yudah also tells us that we have something called meduma. Meduma means when you have a mixture of truma in chulin. And if you have 100 portions of chulin, of regular food, which is permitted to anybody, you are allowed to eat the almost the entire mixture, 100 to 1. Usually bittel is 60 to 1, but with truma we require bittel of 100 to 1. However, you have to take out of that 101 mixture, you have to take out one and not eat it. You're only allowed to eat 100 out of the 101. And the chiddush of Rabbi Yehuda is that even though that is somehow fixing in some way, now you're allowed to eat the rest of the 100. Because if you didn't, until you took out that one, the entire 101 was called meduma. You're not allowed to eat it. But that's not a violation of a sakin on Shabbos. So there's no mukta problem. There's no tikkun. There's no fixing problem. And it's mutter to do on Shabbos.